And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. Tulsa's Board of County Commissioners has voted to terminate a contract with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, to hold federal immigration detainees at the Tulsa County Jail. The Tulsa County Sheriff's Office says the move is strictly financial and has nothing to do with politics or ideology. Activist groups nationwide have been calling on local governments to stop cooperating with ICE. Sheriff's Office spokesperson Casey Roebuck.
This is not that at all. This is about an obligation to the taxpayers to make the best use of the money that they have. A while back, that contract would support itself. But now that the numbers have fallen to what they are, it's just not financially responsible to pay a staff of detention officers to keep one pod open for ICE inmates when the numbers just aren't there.
Roebuck says ICE has never explained to the county why they've begun barely using the 200 beds available to them at the jail. She says guards currently assigned to the ICE unit will be absorbed into other positions. Roebuck confirmed the sheriff's office will continue to participate in the 287G program, in which they agree to send inmates into the custody of ICE if they're suspected of immigration violations. Tulsa County reported 48 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 on Monday, down from the previous day's record-setting 143. It was the first day in nearly a week that the county's daily jump did not break a record. The State Department of Health reported 218 new cases across Oklahoma. The statewide total for confirmed infections is now approaching 11,000. 369 Oklahomans are known to have died of the novel coronavirus. The state health commissioner is urging anyone who attended the president's rally in Tulsa or any recent protests to get tested for the virus, even if they have no symptoms. Commissioner Lance Fry also encourages Oklahomans to be tested before attending any future large gatherings. The pandemic continues to kill hundreds of Americans every day. More than 122,000 deaths have been confirmed. That's roughly equivalent to the population of the entire city of Norman. 2.3 million Americans are known to have been infected. Showers and storms clear up by 8 o'clock this morning. Partly sunny today with a high near 88. Right now, 72 degrees, scattered rain in Tulsa. I'm Chris Polanski, KWGS News.